First Sunday in Lent. On the anniversary of Dad's departure, the family texts bombarded the satellites. All day, everyone gushing about what a great guy he was. And it is wise to remember and cling to the good, happy moments. But I draw more solace, peace, and joy from remembering his irritating, nudgy ways. When he was annoying and impossible, then he was perfect. But let me explain. Old English borrowed the word perfect from Old French, who borrowed it from Latin. Per meaning through, and fect meaning to do. So, the old definition of the adjective perfect is complete, to do through. Reflecting on this gospel scene helps me wonder if the devil's main strategy is to make us think that we are not complete. He tempts us into thinking that we have needs, and those needs must be filled for us to be who we are intended to be. Without these needs met, we are somehow less than. The devil tries this strategy with Jesus in the desert. He first tells Jesus to turn the stones into bread. After all, Jesus has fasted for 40 days and just has to be hungry. The devil is suggesting that Jesus is lacking. He is not whole. His belly is empty. But Jesus says, "Hungry schmungry, I'm full of everything I need to be who I am." The devil tries again. "I can give you all the kingdoms on earth." The devil is implying, if Jesus is a king, if that's who he thinks he is, he's got it wrong, because he's a king without a kingdom. The devil is playing with Jesus' identity by dismissing spiritual and divine reality and elevating reality defined by human perception. But Jesus knows who he is. He doesn't need earthly kingdoms to be the king that he is already. Then the devil tries to goad and provoke Jesus into proving he is who he says he is, suggesting proof of identity is a need not yet met. But Jesus says, "I know who I am. You are not going to bully me into bullying my Father and the angels to prove it. I do not need others to believe who I am to be who I am." The Fortress Commentary refers to these early chapters and verses in Luke's narrative as the unfolding of Jesus' identity and points out that the devil advances Jesus' identity by questioning it. The devil has three times tried to convince Jesus that not only does he have unmet needs, but that until those needs are met, he is not completely himself. He is without integrity, without wholeness, lacking and less than. But Jesus knows who he is intended to be and is completely him. Can I say the same thing about myself? Reflection questions for journaling. Am I completely who the Lord invites and intends me to be? Who does the Lord intend me to be? What percentage of the time am I she? What unmet needs do I think I have which prevent me from being who I am intended to be more consistently? In what ways have the devil's attempts to convince me I need X, Y, and Z to be who I am intended to be actually advanced the integrity of that identity? And finally, I ask myself again, am I wholly who the Lord invites and intends me to be?